蓝天之下，让梦想起航；
绿洲之中，让心灵放松。欢迎来到
蓝天绿洲 Heaven Today。
我们容易对人产生失望，也容易对神失望。在持续的祷告不蒙应许之下，难免呢我们就会犯嘀咕了，这个神真的存在吗？为什么他一点回应也没有？你正在收听到的是良友电台的中英双语节目蓝天绿洲 Heaven Today， 我是乐心，和我一起主持的是 Charles Morris。
Welcome to Heaven TodayI'm Charles Morris, sharing the great story that's all about Jesus, and we're continuing a series that we're calling All Trials, Great and Small. And I'm excited to have Johnny Erickson Tata back with us again on today's program. It's been 50 years, and a diving accident at age 17, leaving Johnny a quadriplegic for the rest of her life. The accident turned her world on its head, but Johnny found Jesus.And now, 50 years later, Johnny points others to Jesus as she teaches from God's Word around the world. Even with challenges most of us can't imagine, she's one of the most remarkable people I've ever met.
Oh my goodness, if Jesus died for me, surely he can be trusted with this. Surely he knows what he's doing. He's not going to lead me down the wrong path. He's got a big vision in store for me.
Johnny Erickson Tata.Always a joy to spend time with, and we'll be hearing more from her this week as we look to the hope of Jesus in this series, All Trials, Great and Small. Now let's open the program with Michael W. Smith and Sovereign Over Us.
There is strength within the sorrow.There is beauty in our tears, and you meet us in our mourning with a love that casts out fear. You are working in our waiting.You're sanctifying us. When beyond our understanding, you're teaching us to trust. Your plans are still to prosper. You have not forgotten us. You're with us in the fire.You're faithful forever, perfect in love. You are sovereign over us. You are wisdom unimagined.Understand your ways, reigning high above the heavens, reaching down in endless grace. You're the lifter of the lowly.Passionate and kind. You surround and you uphold me. And your promises are my delight. Your plans are still to prosper. You have not forgotten us. You're with us in the fire and the flood. You're faithful for
How can any of this be your will? I did all the things you're supposed to do to be a Christian. I was sorry for my sins, all of them.
Really?
How could you let this happen to me? It's stupid trying to talk to you. You're as impersonal as the machines in this place. What a dumb thing to believe you really care about people. About what happens to us.
From the feature film on her life, Johnny Erickson Tata talking to God in a hospital, wondering how all of this could be God's will, wrestling to believe that God even cares. And we'll hear more from Johnny later in the program. A few months ago, my wife Janet and I spoke at a meeting for parents who've lost children. All of us had had that one terrible experience in common. We lost our son Jeff due to a drug overdose. Others had lost babies, some little children, and the losses came in different ways: illness, accidents, overdoses. There were lots of different scenarios, but one great common denominator: losing a child. The only reason we were able to speak to that group was that we shared in their grief. It can really feel insensitive when someone tells you that God has a purpose in your suffering, especially if they haven't gone through it themselves. But when you've gone through it, you can say it, because you're saying it through your tears. God accomplishes His purposes in us through our suffering. That's what we said to that group, and there were lots of tearful nods of agreement when we said it. I can tell you some of those purposes because I saw them in my own life. The death of our son made the death and resurrection of Jesus really, really big. The fact that He conquered death, that He saved the day, that He redeemed our son's life was the one thing that really mattered, and Janet and I both learned to believe it like never before. Going through that time also made the Lord's presence and His love more real than it had ever been before. When I cried out to Him for help, I learned in a new way just how close He is and how responsive He is to my pain. It was excruciating to lose our Jeff, but it distilled everything down to the essentials, to things that really matter, and made those things real and precious to me like never before. And losing our son did something else. It set our hearts on pilgrimage. Psalm 84, 5 through 7 says, "Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools. They go from strength to strength till each appears before God in Zion." I think I might have been a little too settled into the world before Jeff's death, but that pain made me more of a pilgrim with a glorious destination and a great hope. Suffering accomplishes good things in us. It serves a purpose.
苦难可以帮助我们更深刻地经历神，但是出于天然的本性，我们总是想尽办法地要避开苦难，不愿意去面对它。Charles 夫妇痛失儿子的经历，乐心呢能感受到一部分，因为我的父母也曾经失去了他们四岁的儿子，之后他们有了我才得着了安慰。有过一段时间，乐心想不明白，为什么神允许我哥哥死了？为什么神允许我出生了？为什么神拣选的是我而不是我哥哥呢？将来我会在天上看见他吗？这些问题困扰了我相当长的一段时间，倒不是说因为他我就怀疑神了，而是我真的很想知道答案。比较 Charles 失去儿子 Johnny 瘫痪的苦难，乐心我真的是觉得自己到目前为止没有尝过苦难的滋味。也许神知道我目前的生命状态承受不住苦难，所以才没有允许苦难临到我身上。圣经说神的恩典是够用的，这句话在一般情况之下呢我们都会相信，可是在苦难里面我们就产生质疑，充满怀疑了。 痛苦会蒙蔽我们的双眼，以至于我们看不见神的恩典。乐心仍然记得我的前一个室友，他信主一年左右呢，就被告知父亲患了癌症。他与父亲的关系是非常亲密的，所以对于这个突然的打击，他简直没有办法相信。之后一年多的治疗时间里面，可以说是充满了种种的艰辛，还有无尽的泪水。整个教会都在为他祷告，一波又一波的弟兄姊妹去医院探访。乐心忍不住就会问神，为什么会这样呢？这个姊妹的信心才刚刚建立起来呀，怎么就在她的初期阶段就给了她如此沉重的功课呢？万一她受不了怎么办？乐心，我只能凭着想象去猜测，这么艰难的一年，我的那位室友是怎样一步一个脚印的抓住神，经历神的同在以及大大小小的恩典。当看着父亲被推进手术室，自己无能为力的那种状态时，就迫使他流泪祷告，极力的呼求神。几个月之后，我们得到消息，他父亲的病情得到了控制，而更加让人兴奋的就是，他的父母都接受了主耶稣基督。如今呢，一家三口都成为了主内的弟兄姐妹。神是良善的，神的恩典是够用的。这些圣经里面的句子，我们就算是读了1000遍、10000遍，也还是装在了大脑里面。除非在生活当中遇到苦难了，遇到逼迫了，这些经文才能够内化到心里，成为我们与主之间的真实经历。约宏杰牧师在某一次的讲道当中就说到，神允许发生在我们身上的苦难，是他量了又量，测了又测，才给我们的。乐心会把神想象成是一个专业的教练，他深深的知道每一个队员的能力究竟如何。有时他布置一项任务，队员个个都叫苦不迭，认为自己做不到，可是教练却用各种各样的方法来训练他们完成任务，给他们打气。最后当队员们一个个的完成任务回头再看的时候呢，才会感激教练的用心。
This week we're in this series called All Trials Great and Small. Suffering comes in all sizes and shapes. But Johnny Erickson Tata has endured a level of suffering that not many of us experience. This month, marking the 50th anniversary of her paralyzing accident. In the past few years, she's endured a new level of pain in her body and then treatment for breast cancer, all of which makes her eminently qualified to testify to the fact that God has a purpose for our suffering. He hates our suffering. He weeps with us. He entered into it, and he endures it with us, and one day he will take it away forever. But in the meantime, suffering accomplishes God's purpose in us. And Johnny is all about telling the world that hard but glorious truth. I asked her the other day what the Lord used to begin the process of changing her heart after her accident.
Well, there was one young friend in that group. His name was Steve Estes. And he told me 10 little words that literally set the course for my life. And I still think about these 10 little words. Even now, 50 years later, he said to me, Johnny, God permits what he hates to accomplish that which he loves. God permits all sorts of things he does not approve of. He hates your spinal cord injury, but he allowed it because there's something that he loves in you, and that is Christ in you, the hope of glory. And I gave him a questioning look. I said, what are you talking about? And he said, well, look at the cross of Jesus. God hated that. Look at all the events that led up to the crucifixion. Torture, murder, injustice, treason. God hates all that stuff. But he permitted the death of his own son for some higher goal, higher good. And what could possibly be more precious than the carnage that happened at the cross?
Hmm.
Well, how about the world's worst murder becoming the world's only salvation? Again, God permits what he hates to accomplish that which he loves. And when Steve told me that, and when he likened my experience to what Jesus went through on his cross, that gave me the courage to pick up my cross and trust that, oh my goodness, if Jesus died for me, surely he can be trusted with this. Surely he knows what he's doing. He's not going to lead me down the wrong path. He's got a big vision in store for me. And out of desperation, because I had nowhere else to turn, I was in a corner. I was tired of feeling sorry for myself. I could not stand to live any longer in depression and discouragement. I wanted out. And I realized that Jesus was the one to follow out of that awful corner. And I've been following for 50 years and so grateful.
Ever since.
Absolutely. Yes. So grateful for the word that has guided me and those 10 little words. God permits what he hates to accomplish that which he loves.
Wow. I never knew that's how you met Steve Estes, who helped you write those first few books.
It all started when I began needling my friends with tough questions about God and his word. And none of my friends could really answer my questions about the goodness of God and the problem of so much suffering. And so they introduced me to this 17-year-old kid, younger than me, who really knew the word of God inside and out. And it was Steve, as a young kid, who began coming over to my farmhouse, leading Bible studies. Before you know it, you know, lots of kids were attending, and we'd be up till 11:30, 12 o'clock at night, you know, going through the word. And some of my friends would sleep over in the farmhouse, and we'd get up the next day and pick it up again. And that kind of energy, that kind of enthusiasm about the word just sparked in me a thirst for God. And now, 50 years later, Steve is a pastor of a church in Pennsylvania. He's got 18 grandchildren, and he's doing just fine, thank you.
I never knew that story. I just thought he was some pastor you'd found somewhere, happened to be a good writer and helped you write those first few books. So,
you know, isn't it just like God? I mean, I thought God would bring into my life some tall, athletic, handsome youth director or some pastor, that he'd bring into my life somebody who was very winsome. Little did I know it would be a kid younger than me who just happened to understand God's word a lot better than me. And it's just like God to use the unexpected, the weak things of this world, the things that you just wouldn't imagine him using. And I thank God that he used somebody like Steve.
Wow. The Lord uses what he hates to accomplish what he loves. I want us to look at three scriptures that make that truth so clear. Each one tells us something the Lord loves that only comes about through suffering. First text, Romans 8, 28 and 29. We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who've been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. There's a word there, purpose. Paul is telling us that our suffering is not meaningless. It has a purpose. God uses it. He works it for good, and the good is to conform us to the image of his Son. One of the things that happened when I lost my son was that a wellspring of compassion seemed to open up in me. Compassion for others who've gone through the same loss. I think if we listen, we'll hear the Lord calling us through our suffering to lay down our lives for others like Jesus laid down his life for us. So that's the first purpose, a glorious purpose the Lord has for us. He's reshaping us into the image of his Son. He loves seeing us becoming more like Jesus. He loves turning us into sons and daughters who reflect family, his family, so that Jesus will be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. Now, listen to James for the second thing he loves. James 1, 2 through 4. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. The Lord loves perseverance. Satan is competing for our hearts. He's out there tempting us. He's even accusing us. He wants to distract us. He slanders the Lord in our hearts. He did the same thing to Jesus, and Jesus persevered faithfully through all the temptations all the way to the cross. Every time we say no to the enemy and yes to the Lord, even in the face of suffering, or should I say, especially in the face of suffering, we shame the enemy, and yet we delight the Lord. And every time we are tested, and we keep trusting in the Lord by faith in Jesus, it makes us stronger. And God rejoices. Our God loves seeing us become more like Jesus. He loves seeing us persevere like our Savior. And that brings me to the third passage I want to share with you, 1 Peter 1, 6 and 7. For a little while, you may have had to suffer grief and all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Our God loves seeing us bring glory to Jesus. Suffering, it's a golden opportunity for us to do exactly that, to bring glory to Jesus. When He is revealed, when He comes again, there will be a great outshining of glory. His glory and all the glory His people have brought to Him is going to just blaze forth for everyone to see. But we can bring Him glory when we suffer, just by continuing to trust in Him, just by letting our faith shine through our tears.
人会对上帝产生失望，经常呢，是因为遭遇到了类似约伯的环境而引起的。比如，当一个孩子死去了，当悲惨的意外发生了，当你失去了工作等等。然后呢，就会带出像约伯所提出来的问题：为什么这件事会临到我呢？上帝怎么会跟我作对呢？上帝怎么会显得如此遥远呢？读过约伯记的人，我们就会知道幕后的赌注是什么。但是等到同样的试炼或者类似的试炼临到我们自己的身上时，我们呢，就不会有这样的眼光了。悲剧的来临让我们会陷入迷雾昏暗当中，让我们看不见幕后的情形是什么。于是我们就会重演一次约伯的心境。约伯信心的战场是失去财务、家人以及健康。我们每个人面对的挣扎或许是不同的，有的人要面对的是失败的事业，有的人面对的是摇摇欲坠的婚姻，还有的人面对的是身材不够好以至于交不到朋友等等。我们都因此希望上帝来做一些改变。假如我长得漂亮、英俊一点，事情呢就会顺利多了。假如我有更多的钱，或者至少能够找到一份工作，我就会更加容易的来相信上帝了。然而，实际情况就像约伯记里面所记载的，最大的战场不是在外面，而是在我们的心里。我们要不要信靠上帝？约伯记告诉我们，当最难相信和最不可信的时候，反而是最需要信心的时候。约伯的挣扎显示出来了圣经在别的地方已经解释过的一个重要真理，这个真理就是我们的抉择攸关全局，不仅是决定了我们自己的命运，更令人惊奇的就是呀，我们的决定也攸关了上帝和他所统管的宇宙。简单来说，上帝已经把使宇宙从败坏中复原的这个尊贵的权利托付给了像你、像我这样的凡夫走卒。约伯记对于为什么受苦这个问题没有提供一个满意的答案，但是却取而代之地问了另外一个问题，这个问题就是受苦以及这一切的目的究竟是为什么呢？上帝为什么要让邪恶痛苦嚣张地存在于这个地球上？ 为什么他能在眨眼之间可以成就的事情，要留给我们慢吞吞的来进行呢？上帝为什么要拖延呢？如果我们真的是认识上帝，认识圣经，我们会发现这一切问题的答案都在我们身上。上帝是为我们的缘故才延迟退缩的，因为我们是他再造计划的中心。上帝下赌注以及人类历史的背后用意，都是为了培育我们，而不是为了上帝自己。我们的存在向宇宙间的势力宣告了万物恢复的工作已经在进行中了。而每一个像约伯般信心的举动，当这些举动是由上帝的儿女产生出来的时候，都能够发出传而久远的钟声，这个钟声在宇宙间萦绕不已。
Let me share something Johnny said about how that works. There's something sweet and precious about cracking open your heart and giving your affection to the Savior in the midst of a difficult or painful situation. It takes a simple testimony like yours and pushes it over the top, because there's nothing like a song of praise rising out of brokenness that brings glory to our God. God takes something he hates and uses it to accomplish something he loves. Our Father loves seeing us become more like Jesus. He loves seeing us persevere like Jesus. And he loves seeing us bring glory to Jesus. He loves hearing our song of praise rising out of our brokenness.
We pray for blessings, we pray for peace, comfort for family, protection while we sleep. We pray for healing, for prosperity.
这就是我们今天的全部节目内容了，是我们第三集来分享 Johnny他的生命见证。我们的短信号码是13229966122，欢迎你透过短信来和乐心还有 Charles 说说你的感受，你听完了这期节目之后有什么样的疑问呢？短信的开头请你加上蓝天，那乐心和 Charles 就在下期的同一时间与你继续分享 Johnny 的故事。愿神保守你，再会。
What if a thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? What if trials of this life are your mercies in disguise?